This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half of the hour now. This is our annual, good dark. It's not semi-annual, it's not biannual, it is every week. We go through the charts from Talkers Magazine at this time. Folks on the DJV program is part of our regular programming and is ancillary to the Talk Radio Countdown show, which airs all through the end of the week and over the weekend around the country. So there are a number of things the folks at Talkers Magazine do every week to figure out what's going on, listening to the stories, the stations, the hosts, and then compiling a list of what they believe to be the... Michael Harrison will be the first to tell you it's not 100% scientific, but it certainly does reflect, and I think we know that too, a lot of the things that are being discussed in detail. There's certainly lots of stories every week, so boiling it down to 10, we go through them. Sometimes I take the people list first. Sometimes the stories, sometimes I start at the bottom of the list at number 10, sometimes at the top. I think for purposes of discussion this week, we ought to, ladies, Jennifer Horn is here and Jay Kirshner from the DJV program, we ought to start with the COVID situation. That's number one, the variants, the vaccines, the politics of it all. And I think looking at the politics, the blue states, now, in the red states, it's become that political. The blue states are far ahead of the red states when it comes to number of people getting vaccinated. So is there any... No, I mean, there's nothing that isn't political. I don't know that I give a damn whether the blue states...
And by the way, let me just say this. The red states, far more effective in number of cases and lower death rate and less shutdown rate. So
what does that mean then? How do we...
Texas, their numbers are dropping once again. They've reduced, you know, they were called Neanderthals for getting rid of the mask mandate. Well, it seems that getting rid of it worked. Because guess what? That doesn't mean getting rid of a mandate.
Well, it didn't hurt. I wouldn't say it worked. It just didn't hurt.
Well, right, it hasn't affected their numbers. Their numbers keep going down. And they were insulted by the Biden administration, called Neanderthals for this decision, and they were told, they were warned that...
Well, they were told that long before, because they did it during the Trump era. They were doing it, and people said...
No, they didn't. This happened a month ago, or 2 months ago.
No, but I'm saying before even Biden was there, there were people who were looking askance at folks from any place that didn't wear a mask. That's the way it works.
Right, but I think that there's a difference in understanding here, and I think you'll agree with this, because I think I kind of am attuned to your politics, because it makes sense. A mandate is a law. That means that it can be enforced. That means you can be punished for not following a mandate. And so when there was a mask mandate, people who were not wearing masks could be legally charged for that. Yeah. Reducing the mask mandate or getting rid of it does not mean that you have to stop wearing masks. It does not mean that it's illegal to wear a mask. It means that it's your choice as a as an American citizen, as a free thinker, to decide whether or not you want to wear a mask or not, instead of having it enforced by the government. And I don't know what's wrong with that. People were appalled by the idea of getting rid of a mandate about masks, even though in Texas there are still businesses that require you to wear a mask if you go inside, and that's their prerogative to do that if they want to. So you know, I think everybody was flipping out about this idea they're getting rid of the mandate. No, they're getting rid of the government overreach that should have never happened a year ago, forcing us to wear certain things, do certain things, act in certain ways, stop educating our kids. It's craziness how we let that happen.
It was crazy. Yep, I agree with you on that score. What about the rest of the globe, though? Countries that had vaccinated people, Britain, Israel, those countries, the folks in Britain were very slow to get off to a fast start, where Israel was very quick to get off to a fast start. And that's made, you know, Britain has an entirely different story to tell than Israel does. Israel's had very little in terms of numbers of people because they mass vaccinated. They just said to everybody, look, if you want to be here, this is the rule. And they did it. So anyway, you know, you look at that and think, where are we going with all of this? And then I noticed out of the corner of my eye that Putin is out promoting his Sputnik V vaccine. Apparently, it doesn't work at all.
You don't want to take Sputnik 5? Come on.
I think I'll pass on that anyway. They sent a shipment to Slovakia trying to bring, trying to win over the Slovaks, trying to put the pieces of the old USSR back together again. But apparently, the vaccine is so bad that more people, and over there, they don't want to take the vaccine. For lots of reasons. They don't want somebody to tell them they have to take the vaccine. And basically, they were being told by their government they better do it or else. And so a lot of people who have taken it have gotten sick, not from COVID, but from the vaccine, because it's probably full of who knows what. The Russians. I guess, what else can we say about them? But some of these governments... It's back to the definition of what's a progressive government, Jennifer and Jay, and what's a traditional form of government. And that maybe goes for parts of our country as well, right? I'm looking at the number of states where at least one shot has been given to people. And yeah, back again, if you want to do red and blue, I'd rather do green and yellow. Or something else. I'm sick of blue and red.
Well, why do we have to have blue and red states? Why don't
because
we just say
that's what
these
the news
states
media
are
wants
doing
you
great
that, you
and
know,
these states aren't? Yeah. I mean, I think it's fair to call out a state's performance. New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Michigan use nursing homes to house sick people during the summer that result in the deaths of lots of senior citizens. That is true. Doesn't matter if they're blue or red states. That's what happened. As far as vaccine rollout goes, New York has done that a little bit better than everyone else. Now they're very, I mean, there's a lot of questions about who gets it first and their priorities, but they've done okay. I mean, can we not just treat people according to what they've done and what they haven't done?
It's the color of their skin, too. Black Americans say they are more skeptical about it.
Guess what the message that's being rammed down the throat of black people? You can't trust the government. The government wants to kill you. The government is systemically racist. That's what's being pushed down the throat of black people. And then people scratch their heads going, why aren't they trusting this government-created vaccine, huh? I wonder why. It's distrust that's built in intentionally by the perpetuation of these headlines by the news media and the creation of them by our elected officials. That's why there's a problem.
There's also a problem in travel. This week, India recorded another couple of 100,000 new infections. So the workers, the people that are in the cities are getting out of the cities, pretty much the same as what's going on here or in any place in the world where there's a huge population, lots of people close together. People are getting away from those situations and moving out into what is the, basically suburbia and sometimes into rural areas as well. The real estate values in suburbia and in rural America have gone up unbelievably in the last year. I want to spend a little time. We're at number three, the gun control situation, and to bring people up to date on the fellow that killed the eight people at the FedEx warehouse in Indianapolis. That's going to be on the minds of lots of people as we go through the weekend here. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Jay Kirshner at your service at 14 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Calotrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. If you have questions, questions. We got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Last pickup is at 7? See, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sunita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's move back into our discussion focus here on the Talk Radio Review. The presence of Jennifer Horn being felt, Jay Kirshner as well. I'm Doug Steffen, number three on the list this week. And number three and two kind of go together a little bit. Police reform is number two. Gun control is number three. So under the circumstances, as we look at this mess in Indianapolis that took place on Thursday night into Friday morning, just one more shoot 'em up? Eight people dead, including the guy that went in. Nobody seems to have put the pieces together yet, right, Jennifer?
Yeah, I think the investigation, obviously, and motivation still ongoing at the time that we do this show. But it was done outside. This FedEx facility is the second largest Federal Express facility in the country. So it's really big. It's widespread.
It's a transfer point. Like FedEx uses Memphis as their midpoint, as their transfer point from one place in the country to another. Everybody goes, all the packages come into Indianapolis like they do into Memphis, and then they get redistributed to go, you know, where they're going from there, whether it's east or west, west or east, north and south. So there's a ton of activity in there, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and a lot of people are in there. And so this was like a shooting gallery. You go in, and that's the way these big, the big facilities are. They're getting bigger and bigger because more and more people are using FedEx and UPS. And is this a consequence? That's the question of getting big. Everybody wants, you know, these big companies want to get bigger.
That's the consequence.
Bigger.
It's going to cause someone to open fire on people that are working at the facility. And again, at the time that we are doing this program, it's being thought and hasn't been confirmed yet that this happened outdoors, and that even across the street there was firing. I guess somebody at a gas station was hit, and there's even a rumor that someone from the facility ran to their car to get their gun to try to neutralize the situation. So a lot of information still coming out about motive, and unfortunately it's hard because we all want to know what happened. We want to explain it away, but we just kind of have to have patience, I guess, to see what happens next. But certainly there is a feeling of anger, chaos, and frustration right now, and I think it's reaching into every city.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, going back, I'm going to spend a minute on number two, police reform. In my community of Framingham, Massachusetts, there is a move to remove police from the schools. So the school committee members and the city councilors are under the influence, if you will, of a large group of students who paraded themselves around City Hall. There was a forum as a result of that to discuss, and the kids were all protesting having police officers in the schools. They call them school resource officers. The police chief in Framingham, who was black, said he wants the resource officers to stay. And now, because a lot of parents are making a lot of noise, it sounds like an uneducated judgment to me. I think that, unfortunately, in the times that we're in, that having these resource officers or just police on the grounds of the school is maybe better than not. I don't even like acknowledging that we need them. Should the program be reformed? Should it be dismissed? That's on the minds of a lot of people. A lot of communities, Framingham's like a lot of communities around the state of Massachusetts and around the country. So whether it happens is part of the movement to sort of, quote-unquote, fix the police. And there is a lot of that work that needs to be fixed, but is this part of it is the question. 21 after the hour now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
This is a point 23 after the hour on our regular programs on the DJV show that we get into what's happening on social media. That's one of the many places Jay shines. So we have some things that apply to what's in the story list. And number 10 is the British royal family and what's going on with the funeral of Prince Philip. There's no, I see in our trending box here, Jay, the underscore of no royals wearing military uniforms. That's, I think, the Queen's edict, is it not? Because she didn't want to embarrass Harry, and so...
She didn't want to embarrass the royal family, like, period. So the Queen's children, grandchildren, none of them will be wearing military uniforms at Prince Philip's funeral on Saturday, and it... She doesn't want any of the embarrassment to overshadow the funeral itself, which will be taking place at Windsor Castle. And it really started as an issue with Prince Andrew. He was the first to, you know, he relinquished his royal role in 2019 over his
thanks
former
to his friendship with Jeffrey
Epstein. And then added Harry. Well, the thing is, Harry, he's a British Army veteran. He was in active service on two tours in Afghanistan. So the fact that he, you know, he wouldn't have been able to wear his military uniform to begin with, it is kind of off, but it was just one of those things that the Queen was like, no, there's going to be no speculation. Nobody is wearing it. Everybody is wearing their funeral attire. And the funeral itself will only have about 30 people in attendance due to their government COVID restrictions.
Right. Yep. All right. So that's trending for sure. Also, back to COVID, which is the number one story this week, and some variants ideas. For example, Jennifer, trending from your hometown, the Staples Center is the big place to go for a lot of events. Lakers, Celtics, yada, yada. But they have new guidelines.
Clippers. Right? Hey,
what'd I say?
Begin with the C.
Yeah, the Celtics. Yeah, Clippers, Lakers, and the Kings play in the Staples Center. But, yeah, the guidelines are ridiculous.
No, the point I was making was the Lakers were playing against the Celtics when this came up.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. The first time that people were allowed in
not
was Thursday.
Light on my loafers.
But here's the – I know. I'm like, that's your hometown team, dude. So here's the deal. So what 2,000 people allowed in. You cannot have cash. You cannot bring anything with you. Only stuff that fits into your pocket, and you have to eat and drink in designated eating and drinking areas.
And you have to order from your phone ahead
from your
of time.
Seat. Yeah, exactly.
Using like a QR code, and then they'll
get
let
your
you know
hot
when.
Dog here,
yeah,
they'll do that.
No, and no, they'll no. let you know when your order is ready to be picked up, and then you can go really? Get it. But yeah, you'll need your photo
can you
ID.
You get DoorDash to bring it to your seat, maybe.
That'd be, great. That would be super great. You'll have to show proof of a full vaccination, 2 weeks, showing that it's 2 weeks since your final dose, that you're fully inoculated, or a negative COVID-19 test that was taken within 72 hours of game time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Police reform number 2. We've been in and out of that story as well as the gun control and the COVID, mostly the first half hour of the program today, focusing on those three things. And I've noticed that there are a lot of people responding to questions about the police. It wasn't about school, though. We're asking the question whether police ought to be taken out of traffic stops. And so what are some of the listeners saying about that?
Everyone said no. No sense in that. Keep them there. Brian Linetti said domestic violence and traffic stops are the most dangerous. More cops are killed during these than any other calls, so who else is going to stop them? What one unarmed person is going to walk up to a wanted felon and say, can you please step out of your car? And Sean Watson's thoughts are that this is all about getting rid of local police officers and replacing them with military. And then this is not a proven fact. According to the CDC, around 8,000 crimes are stopped each day with a firearm by law-abiding citizens. All capital letters, fact.
Really? Okay. Good for them. And then there's the situation. We were talking about the lady, the police lady has been fired and she's been charged for confusing her taser
the accidental
with a gun.
Discharge. Yeah, everybody, nobody can really understand why this happened, how this happened. Thomas G. Wilson said the problem that he has with the story is the pistol is much heavier than a taser. There should have been an obvious difference.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so those are trending things. Check them out at...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Indianapolis, Indiana police said at least 8 people were shot and killed at a FedEx facility near the airport Thursday night, and multiple others have been injured. The alleged shooter also died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. At least 4 people were hospitalized, including one person in critical condition. Hong Kong authorities confirmed last week that another citizen has died after receiving the China-made COVID-19 vaccine Sinovac. The government did not report the death. To date, 16 people in Hong Kong have died after receiving Sinovac, and 15 have developed facial paralysis. Chicago police say the 13-year-old who was shot dead by cops last month was holding a gun just before he was gunned down. Video footage from several sources released by the Chicago PD shows Adam Toledo running in an alley before being asked to put his hands up. Police have maintained the Little Village incident was an armed confrontation and a weapon was recovered. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pole position number one for Sunday's NASCAR race, Martin Truex Jr. talks about his recent successes.
Confidence in each other, believing in each other. And, you know, there was a time in my career when, you know, I go back to the Busch Series days, all the races I won there were short tracks. You know, we never won any mile and a half. And I'm like, well, damn, I need to get better mile and a half. And then, you know, you work on that. And you know, in the Cup Series, it's, you know, every track is tough. Everybody's working constantly on being better at every type of track. But, you know, for whatever reason, for me, the short tracks never really panned out. And, you know, even though we had a lot of great runs over the years, for instance, I think we led the most laps at Richmond like three or four races in a row where we finally won there. You know, it's sometimes you need things to go your way. But honestly, I think from a consistency standpoint of being consistent at these short tracks, it's just, it comes down to people and equipment and, you know, that belief in each other. And, you know, as I mentioned, especially at Martinsville, being able to just work on similar things year after year with the same group of guys for the most part and continuing to, you know, improve on small things and really just, you know, believe in what they're telling you. If they tell me I need to drive a certain way, I start driving a certain way. And, you know, if I tell them that it needs to do something different, they know it needs to do something different. And, you know, it's just that, that team chemistry that we've had over the years has been really good, and we've been able to fine tune on these places.
American is historic road course, and it's going to be cool to go there. And then obviously, Indianapolis road course have no laps there either. So, I think figuring those out are going to be fun. That's always a good challenge.
NASCAR in Richmond, Virginia starts at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At the hour now, our overview continues. Talk Radio Review with personnel, talk hosts from the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here this week with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. Certainly one of the things that people have been talking about this week is the trial of Derek Chauvin. He apparently, was it his decision not to testify or his lawyers? I'm going to guess the lawyers, huh?
I'm sure he took the advice from his lawyers, but he was asked in court whether or not he wanted to take the fifth, and he said yes. He confirmed that to his lawyer and to the court. The judge asked him a second time. And, you know, a mixed reaction, I think. I think it's the safest bet to not testify because the prosecution would have probably tried to rip into whatever else. And right now it's about casting doubt on what caused the death of George Floyd, much less
you know, his even focusing on his role in it. But I talked to a friend who's a lawyer yesterday, and he said, you know, I might take the risk and put him up there and at least cast him as a human being, because we have not heard from him. He has been told by his lawyers not to speak, and he has not talked at all.
Well, does that mean that he had incriminated himself? Are they smart enough to know about him, and if, in fact, he talked, he'd get caught in his own...
That's just it. We don't know. I mean, the advice is to just shut up and don't talk to anybody when you're accused of a crime like this. And he's been doing that. But if he is a good guy and could provide some context and tell people why he made the choices that he did, would that help him? I don't know. It's not the court of public opinion. It's a court of casting a reasonable doubt, which I think...
Well, if you look at his record as a policeman, I think that there's a lot of stuff in there that would indicate he wasn't such a great guy, nor is he such a great police officer. Why he was still even in uniform, I think is a question a lot of people have.
He had one thing in his past that he survived, I think, and made it through. But I don't know. I think here's what you have to ask yourself if you've been following the trial. If you're sitting on the jury, you have to say beyond a reasonable doubt that the knee of Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd. And, reasonable doubt is, 99% sure. 99% sure. And it's not a civil trial. Now, if it's a civil trial, it's 51%. Are you 51% sure that Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd? And I think many people could say, yeah, we could go with that. But if you're being honest, can you say that the knee of Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd? I know what
Who
we all
knows?
Feel.
That's it. Yeah.
And that's the job of the defense, and I think that they did it. We'll see how everything closes next week. But, what is the pressure on the jury, and is that going to have an impact on how they decide this case, too?
Speaking of pressure, officials in Chicago are releasing video toward the end of the week of the fatal police shooting of that 13-year-old who had... Was that a real gun Adam Toledo had, or was that a...
Yes.
It was a real gun. Where'd he get it? Anybody figure that out? Yeah,
I don't know.
How do you have? Yeah, that's the mayor called it excruciating.
He tossed it.
I don't know, but there are a lot of. I'm thinking of storylines from Chicago PD, popular Dick Wolf show, one of the three Chicago shows that's on NBC every Wednesday night, and some of it, if not most of it, is about this sort of thing that goes on in Chicago. Chicago is a tough city. It's too bad because it's one of our most beautiful. I think Chicago is a great city, except that it's hard to live there if you're black. I mean, it's hard to live there, period, it would seem. Anyway, somebody ought to be able to get a handle on this, unless we're not living in an organized, developed country anymore, where it's like the Wild West. Everybody goes out with their guns and starts shooting things up. I wonder, was there ever any talk, I don't know why I'm thinking about this, we talk about gun control, was there ever any in the old West, was there anybody who talked about gun control?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think gun control was like, hey, how quick can you pull it out of your
hand? Hold on. We should be controlling the guns, access to guns better. Yeah. All right. What did you say, Jennifer?
Chicago has if not the strictest, one of the strictest gun laws in all of the country.
A lot of good.
Yet they still have a ton of violence. And, we only talk about Chicago violence when there's a police officer involved. And I think we should. But we should also be talking about the violence that happens every single weekend. 20, 30 young black people dying a weekend in Chicago. Right. And nobody wants to talk about that.
And most of them are shot by other blacks, too, by the way.
Of course. It's not. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, look, investigate this police shooting. I think don't run from a police officer. This is
it's
the problem.
It's a bad video.
Every time.
Yeah, the video is not wonderful. All right, moving along. Our relationship with China, Russia, and Iran is number 5 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine and the countdown that you can find, by the way, at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is. This latest thing from China, where the Hong Kong court sentenced opposition leaders to prison for holding an unauthorized rally. You don't think that's going to throw cold water? It's a pretty clear message. If you're an activist and you're in China, you're headed for a real cruising bruising. They don't want any of that, and they will stop at nothing to stop these things. Opposition leaders don't survive in China. And yet here we are. We're on the same stage, considered in the same level now as China. For that matter, I don't know. I don't think people confuse in terms of the hierarchy, Russia and, and some of the other countries, you know, with us in terms of being the leader, gross domestic product and, you know, the economy and that sort of thing. But China now is making it pretty clear they're running for the top, and we've fallen right in. We've made it that way. The United States has created China completely. The Chinese government had the idea, and so they just figured out who Americans were and how they thought and went right for it. And we fell for it hook, line, and sinker. And so now we're paying the price. And the vaccine, I mean, the COVID thing is the number one example of that. So under the circumstances. There are people, the Joe Biden thing, Biden made a number of announcements this week. Number four, the withdrawal from Afghanistan, the impact of the stimulus with the president and his leadership. The question is, maybe this is something that we put on our social media, Jay. There are some of the Democrats who are saying that Biden is just like Franklin Roosevelt. I'm not sure that's a... I don't think that's the case. I wouldn't say that, but there are some who say, and they're asking whether he can be as transformative as Roosevelt was. Remember, Roosevelt came in during the height of the Depression, created all of those new programs, government programs, responsible for Social Security. Pretty much all of the big government programs started during FDR's reign. And so is Biden the heir apparent? There were a lot of people who thought Lyndon Johnson was, because there were a lot of federal programs started when he was president, but he was
And FDR also tried to pack the court. It was extremely unpopular, and that's what the Biden administration is trying to do now.
Right. Well, and that's what they say Trump did with the three judges he appointed.
Oh, give me
a break.
So here
we go. Maybe that's
packing
what people say.
But that's the stupidest thing. It's a lie. That is such a lie.
No,
look,
Jennifer, it's understandable that people would say that.
No, it's not. When somebody, right? What happens when someone dies, a president puts up a candidate,
but
and then
they put in people that are not jurists. They're more political.
Oh, that is so full of it.
Right?
Tell
no,
me
it
one
isn't.
Thing.
Look at
Let
the
me
people.
Ask you this. Okay, fine. Okay. Let me ask you this. Okay. What decision was so conservative that took away people's rights?
I don't have an answer.
Right, because there is no answer, Doug. There is no answer. These are headlines that you're believing.
Let me finish the statement. There are a lot of people. I'm reflecting what people are saying. That's what the other side is saying. Okay, you're packing the court with all these.
Right,
these
but I'm telling you that that's a lie.
Wait a minute.
And you said no,
I have,
it's not.
No, it's not a lie. I don't like the word lie. It's not a lie. It's a miscomprehension. And I pointed earlier this week on the DJV program to John Roberts, who everybody thought, this right-wing guy is going to ruin the court. But he's proven to be anything but.
Correct.
That.
Did,
and there
now,
are
let me
other
ask you
examples
this.
Of
did
that.
The Supreme
the
court,
court?
Did the Supreme Court? No. Did the Supreme Court pick up Trump's case for the election? He begged them to. Did they do it?
No.
Doesn't sound like they're activists. Did they protect transgender rights in their latest decision?
No.
Yes, they did. Doesn't
or
sound
they?
Like they're
oh,
a bunch
see?
Of conservative activists.
Right.
So this lie that somehow it's a lie. I watched.
I
I'm
like
pumped up about this. Your senator, Markey, Jerry Nadler.
What a jerk! He's a jackass. Don't get me going on him.
Well, he's
senator
the one
Edward
that's leading
Malarkey.
This.
I know
Markey
it
and Nadler and the guy who thought Guam was sinking because there are too many people on it, Hank Johnson or Jones, whatever his name is.
Right.
They're all
genius.
Out there leading this site, saying that, perpetuating this lie that Trump packed the Supreme Court. No. Here's what happens. When a justice dies or someone leaves, then the president puts up a nominee. If Congress confirms that nominee, they become a Supreme Court justice. That is what Trump did. Packing the Supreme Court is saying, I don't like the way the Supreme Court looks, so I'm going to add seats to it. So from 9 justices, we go to 13. No Democrat appointed justice on the Supreme Court likes this idea, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who in 2019 said this was a terrible idea.
No,
can you get
idea.
Any more liberal and activist than that? No, you cannot. But yet they're sending this junk out into the atmosphere.
Jennifer's got it. She's on it. She's hot. All right.
It makes me crazy because people believe it.
44 past the hour, and I was pretty good at baiting you. I thought that would be a great way for the conversation to go.
All right. Intentional, I know.
The border crisis is next. That's another hot button for me, anyway. Don't forget, we have as an added opportunity for you to get the gist of what's going on in some conversation circles. We have our daily DJV download, which is available for everybody at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. the one that's trending at the moment, the DJV download, is a focus on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is on hold as we go into the weekend. And then we talk about toilet paper hoarding and how that's fit into this. And, of course, the conversation about the funeral of Prince Philip and lots of other things. So you get the gist of what the program is about. You spend a few minutes and get yourself caught up on the daily, or go through the whole week if you want to, and have some different ideas, different opinions. Not necessarily always do we go down the straight and narrow path, as you can tell by our conversation here. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, as we continue. And as I said, what we'll do is talk about the border crisis, the situation with immigration, next here on the Countdown, the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. All right, so we have at 47 after the hour the opportunity to spend a couple of more minutes on a couple of things. I wanted to mention number 6, the economy and the rise of cryptocurrency. Have you seen some of the numbers this week? Yeah. One of the companies.
I have a lot of friends who are like, oh, I just bought this, I bought that. It freaks me out. I don't know.
Well, you
don't know about it. Yeah.
You got to have somebody doing it that knows what the heck they're doing. Mm-hmm. At any rate, the crypto stuff that went on NASDAQ this week, one company raised like $86 billion. It's, hello, bung de bung de bung. All right, the immigration story and the border situation.
If only we had thought of selling people fake money, man, we could be rich.
I know, yeah, right. Why couldn't I come up with that? So the situation with immigration, what it was like when Trump was president, what it's like now, this is the biggest black eye that the administration has so far as I can see. And they still, I mean, supposedly, what's-her-face is in charge, but is that disrespectful? I call her what's-her-face, Kamala Harris. She's nowhere to be found. And nobody knows anymore about what's supposed to, taking care of these people, giving them shots before other Americans get their shots. It's mayhem.
Yeah. And I think it's unfortunate because this is the one thing that the media will call the Biden administration out on. Fauci this week said, yeah, they're not adhering to any COVID procedures at the border. There's a problem. We know that the kids, especially girls, are being sexually abused in the facilities that the government is running. I mean, it's a disaster. And they're not sending someone out in front of it to get there. And so I think they need a press conference immediately. But Kamala Harris is going to Guatemala and Mexico City.
Good for her. Congratulations. Have a nice trip. All right, ladies, thank you. 50 minutes past the hour.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Taking a trip. I wasn't sure about where that guitar was going. Taking a trip in your car. It is Car Talk, the revised version that's special to the DJV program. Special because a very special guy is here, Nick Miles, who has a website that everybody should go to when you're looking for information about buying a car, about what your car, how your car rates, what about fixing the car, that sort of thing. Nick's the expert, rautoexpert.com. I noticed the National Highway Transportation Safety Association, say that 100 times fast. I love these alphabet organizations. NHTSA is investigating 750,000 GM models, Chevys, GMs, Cadillacs. Why? What's going on? What are they investigating?
Well, they investigate a lot of stuff all the time. NHTSA.
ABCDEFG. Apparently, there's a problem with the driver airbags, the side stuff. I didn't even know that there were driver side airbags. I thought they all came out of the steering wheel. No?
No, no. There's they have knee bags and they have
really?
As they go on, they like you to have all of you when there's an accident because you know all of you is very important. Yeah, they've not been going off, so they've been investigating now. There's a lot of cases of them not going off, mostly in Chevrolet and GM vehicles and some Cadillacs as well, and they're subject to an investigation. None of them have been deploying when the crashes have been happening. So they've been looking at why that.
So how do they test something like that, Nick? Do they just take a car out and crash it just to see what happens?
No, that would be a lot of fun. No, they tend to look at vehicles in accidents where they should have gone off and check that they have gone off. So they look at, you know, it's like much like an air crash. They don't crash planes to see what happens.
They look at planes that have crashed.
So what has happened. But it's mostly vehicles from 2020 to 2021 that have been affected. So it's new ones. Yeah, it's not older ones.
Okay.
Of course. We're going to find out they're all Takata airbags, I'm sure, at some point.
Yeah, well, that's what they've had a monopoly on. And you think somebody else can go into that business to put them out of business. Okay, so I was talking, I went to a Ford, my friend that runs the Ford dealership here in town. I went over because we were trying to figure out what I could do to get a new truck. And I was talking to the guy who's in charge of trucks, and he was telling me how Ford is at the end of the production cycle. No more orders for any 2021 Ford trucks, no matter what the model. They're building out what they have orders for, but they don't have enough chips. They don't have enough parts, so they had to shut down the line, and they won't start it up again. If you order a truck now, you won't see it until October, maybe, they say.
Yeah.
So, you know, you look at that, and you wonder, how does Ford keep up their number one vehicle, or is number one in sales, if they can't get any to sell?
This is a cycle. They fill their lot up. A lot of times I've been to factories and they tool a lot of them up and have a lot of them produced and sit on the lot before they go on sale. So there's a lot of vehicles ready to go. And then a lot of the custom orders come because they know what people tend to like of their vehicles. Mm-hmm. And they make a lot of those and then they do the very super custom orders sort of when the factory is running. And the sort of things that people generally order, the white with black interior and the standard trim levels.
Boring. I want red. I have mahogany in my seats.
Mahogany. Good for you.
Thank you. All right, anyway, there's a list of fastest-selling vehicles for this past month. Any surprises on the list?
No, I'll tell you, I was surprised that the Corvette was number one. Only just over 9 days on the lot. The others are pretty pedestrian. We know the RAV4 Prime, which is Toyota's plug-in hybrid, is pretty hot, and the Kia Telluride, that's pretty hot. But it's nice to see some big American vehicles at the top. We still love our large SUVs, and they're made in America. And General Motors, by the way, it seems to own the hottest selling vehicles.
Yeah, so not. What does this do again to the popularity of the Ford F-150? I don't even see that on the list. Is that because there aren't any around and they're all sold already?
Yeah, I mean, it could be because there isn't any left. but just look at the how popular Cadillacs are, for instance. Cadillacs right there in the middle, and Toyotas are as well. But it's like America. It's the Stars and Stripes list, really.
The GMC Yukon. Look at how well that's selling. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a surprise, isn't it?
And Lexus. Even luxury vehicles like Lexus, the hottest selling. But they're all SUVs. You don't see anything up there that's,
No, no sedan.
Where's the Chevy Nova? The Chevy Nova? No, it's not there.
Where's the BMW 5.4 or whatever they call it there? Yeah, I don't see any of those there. All right, there's the inside story. Check out all the info that Nick has compiled this week at our...
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.